Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons & Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched.
Us assholes talked about our equipment for 25 minutes and did absolutely nothing but screw ourselves over. Rocky Balboa was the only MTF.
Welcome back, Junior Researchers, to the 36th episode of our 8th season of Botched. We're going to start roughly where we left off last time, but actually not, because we're going to actually be starting in the 1800s in Venice, Italy. Recently, it has come to the bank's attention that a property, long abandoned but was still being owned and technically operated, has fallen into the bank's hands. And now they are sending their best three people to go scope out that house, see what all needs to be done to it, and report back to the bank before they can fix it up and sell it for a profit and do all that good jazz. So who are my three bank workers, bank real estate worker people? Let's start with Tristan.
Hi, I'm a Geraldo Lardo.
Geraldo Lardo. Okay.
I work in a real estate banking.
Real estate banking. Real estate banking. Got it. Okay.
Big money.
Steve.
My name is Gabby. Gabby Ghoul. I work in real estate banking.
Big money.
A lot of houses.
Last.
Hello, everyone. It is nice to meet you.
Yakish.
My name is Pepperonis.
God damn it.
I work in banking real estate. Big real estate.
Okay.
Big money in the real estate.
Big real estate.
So you guys are about to head out, and you know your manager at the real estate bank is just like,
Salami.
Yes. Before you go, don't forget you have to do everything you need to do. Okay.
Oh, my ancestors are sad.
I never understand why you come here from Sweden.
Sorry, hold on.
The Swiss banks.
I need to.
Not Swiss. We made that mistake already.
We've done that before.
Italian. Now don't forget, you have to go.
Mario! stupid shit.
We're making one off, he can't refuse.
It's a me, a salami.
The only way I know how to do Italian is to do Charles Martin at Mario!
Yep.
We're
going to
drive another Ferrari.
That's right. You guys are my best guys. And you guys need to go. To the house.
Of the rising sun.
Check it out and make sure the entire house is really good.
You want us to check it out?
Okay, we go to Japan. We check it out. Okay, you do that. You come back when you're done and I give you a big money. The money's so big in this genie.
So big.
In this beast.
That's so big.
My papa will finally be proud of me.
That's all right.
With the big money.
Yes. It's so big, the money. And then we all go out for a pizza pie.
I put the money on it.
It's because it's so big.
Because it's so big.
I'm just going to have an espresso doppio.
Have fun. I had to get to work.
Anybody want to play hide the salami?
Guck, guck, guck.
Are you on the Gackenstein?
He's so good. He's so good at hide the salami. I tell you, the other day I come into work. I opened my desk drawer, there the salami. Oh, big laugh. Big money.
Big laugh.
Because we get to work after that.
Big money. Yes.
Okay. So, you guys head to the indicated address in Venice.
Venice.
This house is down a lot of dark alleys anyways. Like, you are just going off in what appears to be the middle of the city, but...
prime real estate.
But not really on any main street. You just keep cutting down alleys, and eventually you get to this very dim and dark building that the sun does not seem to touch. It is a gray stone. The architecture doesn't even really look all that wonderful. It's got a set of stairs with stone banisters that go up to the stairs and two big wooden doors, and there's a chain around the doors.
No money.
And it says, it's got like a sign on it. It says, condemned.
We foreclosed, no money
no
here.
No money.
We go back.
What are you talking about? He said check it out. Go in there and check the whole house.
I check it out, chain on door. It's condemned, no money here.
What are you doing? I told you to go in there and then check into the whole house.
Why you follow us here, boss?
I'm not. You came back.
We're working.
I was about to order the pizza pie, and then you didn't even do what I told you to do.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the door now and go inside.
Okay, go back and open the door.
I go inside.
Okay. So you have something to open the chain?
Dennis, do you have any cotton balls?
No.
Paper.
Why?
Put your paper in there.
Why?
Up some paper and put it in your cheek. You got all
what works great is a D10 there. Right in between the cheek and the gum.
Real estate, Mario. It's a me. Stop interacting with chat, Steve.
Real estate, Mario.
I want to talk to you about a reverse mortgage.
Super Mario Real Estate.
It's me, Jerry Lardo.
Jerry Lardo.
You trying to do a Marlon Brando thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
We're going to go in there.
Look what they did to my real estate price.
Look what they did to my money.
No money.
Okay. So
big
you go
money.
Back. And you have like...
bolt cutters.
Like bolt cutters, basically, to like cut the chain that's on.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do that. You cut the chain. You go in the door.
I don't do it. He does.
Okay, somebody does it.
It's a me.
Pep.
Sure.
Pep, cut that chain.
Peppy. Oh, Dr. Pep.
Peppy, got it. And you open the door?
Yeah.
Okay, very slowly open this, and like you get hit with this like just draft of super cold air that just chill. It sends a chill up your spine.
Reminds me of the vineyard back home.
Sure. It's got a very musty smell to it as well.
In southeast France.
Near the heel
that's
of the boot.
Yeah. Southeast Italy, sorry.
Yeah.
You guys feel that chill?
It's very creepy.
I let out a fart.
Roll me a... everybody roll me a sanity check.
I'm a very sane man.
I'm rolling a 17.
And then I didn't know
I work in real estate banking, okay? I have a very horse stomach.
You got a horse stomach?
I have a horse stomach.
You have a horse stomach.
I have a horse stomach. I eat a bag of dicks every night before I go to bed.
It's fucking good. Jerry Lardo.
Big commies. Big commies.
You like the bigger commies? We got the bigger commies.
I got a big 10 on my salami.
Okay.
I got a 10.
A 10. You definitely have a very... you have a pretty big feeling of unease as you are hit with this blast of cold air.
No tummies. I got
pepper?
A 4.
A 4.
I got
You...
But no tummies.
Yeah, you definitely do not have a good feeling about this at all. You got the goose pimples.
All dummies.
One of the other real estate families might be in here already. We got to keep an eye out.
Yeah. They went in and...
they're trying to scoop this out from
the door behind them. So, yeah, you guys are in this building.
I'm a creep forward.
The building itself is relatively skinny, but it has a winding staircase that goes up. And you know, based off of the blueprints, that it also has a basement. So it looks like it's got one floor that goes up, this ground floor, and then a basement. What would you like to look at first?
Well, the building doesn't seem to be in very good shape. To start
out, checking the foundation, yes?
Need to check the foundation. If it's got a good foundation, you can build on top of it.
All right, so you want to go to the basement?
That's right.
Just like
Kevin
a business.
Kevin Costner, he's 80s.
So you want to go to the basement, then?
Who the fuck is Kevin Costner Mercedes?
You wouldn't understand.
Ford Lincoln Mercury.
We're going to the basement, voice in our head.
You go into the basement.
The voice of our boss telling us to inspect the building in our head.
Sure. And the...
Against our better judgment, when we walk inside and we feel a chill down our spines, we say, no, we got to make it the money.
Because you got to make it the money.
You got to make it the money. You got to do what you got to do.
Don't disappoint the Mario.
Because if I can't buy a nice espresso and a guanciale, I ain't nobody.
We got the next tales.
What?
We got the next tales.
It's 1800. We got to fuck...
I forgot what year it was. we don't have the next tales.
We have a lamp.
Yeah, you got a lamp.
I got a lamp got with a fire lamp. In it.
Yeah.
And I got the paper and the pencil.
Yes.
And I check out the notes.
Yeah.
And I go downstairs.
Okay. So you find the door on the blueprints.
I give it the inspections.
Okay. The door, like everything in this house, looks like it has not been touched in hundreds of years.
Tell me about it.
What, since the 1600s?
Probably. Maybe.
Holy shit.
Everything looks like it's also not been maintained or cleaned or anything like that. This house is going to need a lot of work.
Is it going to need...
But it is right in the middle of Venice, so I mean...
All right. It's prime real estate, though.
So, yeah. So you go to the
door. A lot of manpower to make this profitable.
It doesn't have a knob. It has like a
latch.
And so you pull it open, and it very loudly creaks open. And again, you're blasted with this mildewy, cold smell hits you. It's like even more intense than the previous time.
Gross.
This is where they cure the prosciutto.
That's right.
This is where they would cure it.
And so it's...
Is there a vice down here?
It's a set of stone stairs that go downward.
I have the fire, so I'll lead the way.
Okay.
Fearlessly.
You go down.
I'm following.
Okay.
I'm going to take my time.
Okay.
I take a little notes, huh?
Okay, sure, yeah. So you get down.
What else is in here?
You got to get up to get down.
In the regular floor?
Aye.
Okay, so it looks like if you go back, it looks like if you go straight back, it goes to like a kitchen of some sort.
Yeah.
You're going to guess? Staircase goes up. The entryway looks like it used to be some sort of foyer, but like all the furniture is rotted and fallen apart. There are some pieces of wood.
Anything to take the notes about?
Other than it needs like a deep, deep cleaning. All the furniture needs to be replaced. But it looks like the base of the building so far in terms of like the stairs, that's all fine. It does look like the doors need to be replaced, but it is what it is.
Hey, pepperoni.
I'm going to take the knobs.
Quit checking your knob up there and get down here.
It got to the sky.
And it got to feed it to your mother, too. Come on down here.
I run. I go down on his mother.
Okay. So you go down. When you get to the basement, is...
Musty.
Very musty.
I like your mother.
It also has a lot of random, rotted junk in here.
She gonna be both, and she got the junk.
This room, though, at the other end of this room, there is a big metal vault door.
Does it say 111?
There's no...
This is where they keep the gabagool.
There's no words. There's no lettering on it. It's just a big, ancient-looking vault door.
It have a big picture of the meat carved into the door.
There you go.
As they say in Sicily, cha-ching.
Yeah.
This is a vault.
That's a racist.
Your mother's Sicilian. She says cha-ching all the time.
And she's a racist, too.
I know. She's a racist.
She's so racist. I tell her all the time.
Is that even a term in these times?
You should see how
times?
Much she gets hacked.
So, yeah. Bada-bing, cha-da-ching.
What are you doing?
I'm opening that vault.
So, help.
It looks like there is a turning wheel, but it seems very...
Do we have any kind of paperwork on this place?
You have blueprints.
Yeah, does this show up on the blueprints?
Is it on the blueprint?
No.
I'm going to sketch it on there real quick.
Just draws a square.
Yeah, we'll draw a square.
Okay.
We're taking inventory here.
It's true. Because everything else down here is just junk. But it does look like the foundation of this house, for the most part, is pretty much completely
pristine.
Intact.
Now,
yeah,
looking
pristine.
At the blueprints.
Yeah.
The
blueprints.
I see that the vault would be where?
I mean, it's not on the blueprints, but it's literally if you go down the stairs, it's on the opposite side of the base. Like the
is it
and that wall go where?
That wall goes nowhere.
Would it be underwater? underwater? Is it in...
You're in the dead center of, like, the city, so no, probably not underwater.
Have you been to Venice?
Voice in here,
no, I get it, but it's not next to the river or anything.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, it's okay. Not next to the river.
So it would feed into, like, another house that would be on the other side?
You're not sure. Potentially.
Okay.
You have no idea how big the room is on the other side
no,
of the
fault. No, but the whole thing was, like, it's not going to be underwater.
No, probably not.
Like, my Italian brain knows.
No, where you are located is one of the drier portions of Venice. Normally, they don't have basements because of that whole, you know, everything's
You're not allowed
flooded.
To sell wine in this yeah. in this neighborhood.
But according to the records, the basement was added on.
Did you go to Venice?
Secured.
No, I went to Tuscany only.
Okay. I went to Venice in fucking mid-July.
Yeah, that's when I went. It was really fucking hot.
Boy.
Terrible choice.
That fucking place smelled terrible in mid-July with all that standing water and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whew. So yeah, so
oh, and all the Italians.
And all the
excuse
Italians,
me.
God bless you.
Well, he thought they were his people at first, but then,
I did.
Then he found out they're not.
Miscusi.
That's why they all looked at me like that because they knew I was not one of them.
You don't smell right.
You don't stink right.
You don't stink like water like us.
Continue.
So it looks
like a Bavarian crone pie.
So it looks like.
I should change Imaginary Nomad to Bavarian Crone Pie.
BavarianCronePies.com.
Bavarian Crone Pies? It just... Oh, never mind. Uh-uh. I'm going to get gross.
Get yourself a crone pie. Yeah. I search for crone pies all the time on Pornhub.
It's just me jacking off into a hoagie roll.
Paper towels do not taste good.
Here, no, of course they don't.
Let me suck on them first, and then you
let
put
me
them
suck
in.
On them. Then you could stop on
I learned this in episode 6. The paper towel not taste good in the mouth. You not pay attention.
He's not putting dice in my mouth.
So he's going to swallow
they're
them.
Made of plastic.
And then he's going to be fucked.
That's all the fuck.
So.
A-bop-a-da-boo.
This lower section of this building was added on after it was originally built. Hundreds of years ago. So it doesn't look like this was originally part of the design, so this was added on later.
Okay.
But this vault door is not,
budget.
Part of that design.
Is the can we turn it or
it's
is
a
it
big
locked?
Ass tourney wheel, but it also looks like it's a bit rusted, so it may take some elbow grease to
all
do.
Right. Well, luckily I'm
well,
in the prime
thing
of my life.
Well, good thing we're Italian.
We're so greasy.
Yeah. And we're just gonna squeeze our elbows out, huh?
You ever hear of Lou Ferrigno? I'm his grandfather. I got a 7 to open the door.
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
Unknowingly weak. Anybody else?
Yeah. I'll
he's just so greasy, he's just turning the wheel, but it's not actually
I
turning.
I critically failed. You would think that all the time I spent to get to my doctorate, it would be good for something.
You both are just slipping around the sides of this turning wheel because you're just too wet. You're too moist.
Can we go send for a donkey?
Voice in head, I see that they suck at the turning of the wheel. I try to turn it the other way.
Okay.
I wrote a save.
No, you try turning it the other way with the exact same results. Both of you, all of you are just sliding around this thing nonstop.
Pep, can you...
No give.
Can you go call up the stairs for a boy to go bring us a donkey? And we can have him pull.
Call a street boy. A street boy.
I'll run upstairs.
I'll give you 20 lira to bring us a donkey.
Yes, I'm a street
they
boy.
Do that.
I need you to come on
they
down.
Do that.
I don't go into random abandoned houses with men.
Come on down.
No, I don't think that's
look
a good idea.
Shine.
Not again.
No, not nope. Not
I tell
again.
You, even though I'm Italian, I'm
no.
not a Catholic. You can
no.
trust me.
Nope.
Come to
nope.
the basement.
Nope, not doing. I'm not going. Oh, basement. You make it worse, not the bed.
Now listen, I slap him.
Don't touch me
on the head.
Don't touch me.
We are all trying to come into the basement. Let's all come into the
basement. I don't want you to come in the basement.
Why did you bring the child? I said to tell the child to run and bring us a donkey.
We don't want the child. We want the donkey. How the child
going to
help us open
the
mouth?
Child. The child. He's stronger than donkey.
We bring the donkey down. We tie the donkey to the vault. To... Maybe make him walk. The child
not
do nothing.
You
he
can't
nothing.
Leave the donkey downstairs. You can't bring him down the stairs.
I'm not going
to
basement with 3 men. No.
Son, what's your name?
My name?
Geppetto.
Sergio.
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 We are trying to open an abandoned vault. And if you bring us a donkey, I will give you 2% of what the value of in the vault.
I come back with donkey.
He scurries off. And within a matter of moments, he comes back with a donkey. You don't
Sergio.
Know how or where he got this donkey from.
Sergio, where'd you get this donkey?
It's best not to ask questions.
All right.
How strong does this donkey look?
It's a donkey.
How strong is it? Strongest in heaven?
I'm sorry. How did you specify how strong a donkey? I didn't.
What's it relative to horsepower?
I didn't challenge you to an arm wrestling contest.
We will wait.
You said, "Get me
we
a donkey."
Will wait.
What?
Steve,
you want me to
fight on the head again? We will wait.
Don't touch me.
We will wait.
Wait for what?
You challenge donkey to a fight.
I'm not fighting donkey for free. Not again.
20% of whatever's in the
no,
vault.
No, you give me payment up front to fight donkey.
I take the donkey to the basement.
No, this is my donkey.
I push the child into the
water. I stab you.
Child, you know, you can only own what you can defeat with your bare fists. Go in there.
Child stabs you with, like, a dull spoon.
It
just pokes you.
It's his Bucatelli spoon.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
This
you
is
go.
My soup spoon.
I palm him
vengeance.
Into the water.
There's no water
the
right there.
Well, right on the street, then.
Damn you. All not right. only have you...
I give you the chance to come in and help us.
I try.
No.
He grabbed the donkey like we
I
asked.
I got you a donkey.
We
then
tied the donkey.
To fight a donkey.
We rope the donkey to the wheel and we have him turn it for us.
Okay. The donkey goes down the stairs. How are you going to get back up the stairs? Good
I don't
luck.
Think they can go
no,
wait,
their donkeys can't climb
no,
stairs.
They can go up. They can't go down.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the donkey just stands at the top of the stairs. It's just.
It's okay. We just tie it. We just tie it.
Pick it up.
Oh, will you pick up the donkey?
Donkeys go downstairs.
And what is
the donkey goes down the big stairs mm-hmm. is the first.
It can or doesn't?
Yeah.
It does.
Book.
Tiny Tim the donkey goes
no,
down the big stairs on Tiny Tim the donkey on YouTube.
What's Tiny Tim the donkey?
It's a channel on YouTube about Tiny Tim the donkey and he's adorable.
Is it a cartoon donkey?
No, it is a real donkey and he goes down the big stairs.
Put it in Twitch chat right now.
Yep. Doing it.
Okay.
Okay. I searched Reddit and relative to horsepower.
Tiny Tim the big donkey.
Donkey strength
Tiny Tim.
Is 0.3353 horsepower. So it takes three donkeys to be a horsepower.
He's currently standing on the top of the stairs, not going down.
He goes down the stairs. Watch the video. It's
I'm
only
watching.
2.5 minutes long.
Okay, he does go down the stairs. He yep. doesn't really do it very well, though.
So
he sort of just hops down the stairs.
Fucking, what are you, a fucking gymnastics judge? He fucking goes down the stairs.
Yeah, 5.5.
Yeah, my issue is...
The Italians are giving him a 4.
If the donkey is not used to going downstairs, he may fall down the stairs.
Well, we try. We urge him down the stairs with a carrot.
How big of a donkey?
Average donkey.
I carried the donkey.
What? How much weight does an average donkey weigh?
7
a third
pounds.
Of a horse.
How
average
much does
weight
a donkey
of
weigh?
Italian donkey?
180 to 1,100 pounds.
To 1,100.
A fucking
yeah. So average?
That's a useless range.
That is.
Average is 600 pounds.
Okay.
Median. 600
so, yeah, I'm going to guess yeah. that you can't lift a 600-pound donkey.
It's
three,
not
down three the grown men, 200 pounds each? We can bring that donkey
he
downstairs.
He just kicks us. Which is,
he's not going to like that.
All right.
Well,
Sergio.
He doesn't have to like it. All he has to do is get downstairs.
Sergio.
Sergio's.
Dear
Sergio, where do you go?
Come back.
I'm outside, and I'm very sad because you took up a donkey.
We'll give you another 0.5% to bring us a long rope.
What are you going to do to that donkey?
We're going to hang it. Now give us the rope.
Why are you hanging the donkey in
We're
the
not
house?
Hanging the donkey. The
because
donkey's pulling something from downstairs.
Because he killed three men in Omaha.
How do you know that? I found the donkey.
He is sentenced to hang by his donkey neck until he is donkey dead.
Get us the fucking rope.
You're
kid.
Laughing at my mule. He didn't like that. He thinks he gets a crazy
it's
idea.
It's not a mule, it's
laugh,
a donkey.
He thinks you're laughing at him.
You idiot.
Anyways.
He will be on the 310 to Huma.
He goes and gets a length of rope after a couple of minutes and comes back and very, like, cautiously hands you this rope. He's like, can I watch you hang on the donkey?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, son.
You come down in the basement. And then we just grow men.
I've never seen a donkey get hung before. There's not very much
actually,
entertaining
hanged.
For a
hanged.
Poor child who bends.
It is hanged.
Hunged.
Hanged.
Hunged.
No. Hanged.
I have no education. I am street urchin.
Well, I'm educating you right now. All you have to do is pull the fucking gabagool out of your ears and listen.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted me to pull the rope.
No, we said bring you the rope. We pull the rope.
Am I this donkey's executioner?
No.
Potentially. What?
I bring it to court and then I execute it.
You're just an apprentice now.
Okay. I apprentice.
You're going to work for the bank real estate now, son.
Okay.
You're a good boy.
What am I doing
so
again?
So much money. Big money.
Big money.
Big money.
Big money. Say big money.
I has no money.
You get big money.
Not with that attitude. Say
big
money.
What do you need me to do?
Harness the donkey to that spinning wheel thing that we are to use. Or maybe you could pull it yourself. You want to try?
Okay, I go.
Come into the basement.
Oh, shit.
Three men.
This is all just a trap to get me to go to the basement.
Just
three.
Kidding.
We are
we
bankers.
Are Catholic. Come into the basement. Yeah. Come into
if you can open that wheel, you can go.
He goes, the donkey,
he
save
goes
the world.
Down in the basement.
He's like, okay, I tried to. How about this? If I turn the wheel, I get the 50% of whatever's in there because you guys are too weak to turn the wheel.
No.
20.
20 good enough for me.
It budges ever so slightly. He's like, I'm sorry.
It's a good try.
I have the noodle arms.
Now, tie the rope to that wheel.
Okay, I tie it.
And then tie the other end to the donkey's harness.
Up in the, okay, so it's going to go up at the stairs.
Yes,
and
that's why you brought the rope.
Okay. I tie it around the donkey.
Now hit that donkey in the ass.
Sorry, Mr. Donkey.
Or say giddy up.
On the ass. You don't have to go in the ass.
I wasn't going to do
big
that.
Commies. Big commies. Big commies. Yeah.
Squeeze that prostate.
And he smacks a donkey, but unfortunately he doesn't really understand the best way to do that.
The donkey
gets kicked in the chest and flies down the stairs. He's not... Let's see if he's dead.
How many hit points does this kid have? Where'd he get kicked?
he got kicked in the stomach and folded in half a bit.
That sucks.
So you hear a snapping noise when the kick happens, and then you hear another snapping noise when he hits the ground, and his head's pointed the wrong way.
That's not good.
So he is definitely dead.
Now we don't owe him any money.
But
does
the donkey
pull the lever
pulls,
for us?
And you hear the turning of the wheel.
Good donkey.
And eventually the wheel stops, the rope snaps, and the donkey runs out of the building.
He got it going for us. Let's keep pulling it.
So that donkey has now killed a man.
that donkey will be hanged.
Hanged until the neck, till donkeyed.
The donkey with rope around him is the murderer.
See ya.
We finish opening this wheel now that it's been loosened up by this donkey.
All right, you open up the wheel. You turn it.
Uh-huh.
And it clicks. So it feels like you can now pull this thing open.
I would like to do that.
I'm going to look away.
You're going to look away?
Yep.
Why would your character look away?
He's a scared.
Scared of too much money.
Of too much money.
He's scared of too much
look
money.
Look at the DM. He cared about character consistency. Now I look away too.
I look straight at it.
Oh, no.
I want to see the treasure head
it's
on.
It's too much money. My penis is getting too hard. I can't handle it.
Split right in half.
Okay, so you guys look away.
I don't look away.
You don't look away.
What's
you
in the
fucking open
room?
The door, and you feel another rush of this cold, stale air, and it's very dark inside this room. You have the lamp, though, I assume?
It's dark, and hell is hot. Yeah, okay. I got the fucking lamp.
So you shine it, and it looks like this room is about a 10 by 10 by 10 by 10 room.
It's
and
pretty small.
It's not, yeah, it's not that big, but everything looks kind of wet. Like it's like this black wetness, and in the middle of the room, there's just this what looks to be a dirty white porcelain tragedy mask.
A from dirty like a, white boy,
like from a play or something. Like it looks like a stage play mask, but that's the only thing in the middle of this room. It's just this white mask with like black goo or something all over its face.
No.
Roll me a sanity check.
God damn it.
I knew Steve would know this one.
Yep.
Roll me a sanity check, everybody.
Gerardo Lardo got an 18.
You don't have to look. That doesn't matter.
I get a 9.
You get a 9.
Gerardo got an 18.
Okay.
I got a 10.
Okay. So, Tubbs. Or no, sorry, that's a different character. Let me scroll down on the page
that's
a little
Pep.
Bit.
I'm still here.
Peppy.
Gabby and Pepperoni.
Dr. Pepperoni.
Gabby and Pepperoni, both of you, you feel like you hear this whispering noise in the back of your head that sang, "Put
Chimney
me on.
Jim, hee-haw, hee-haw, you want to wear the mask now.
Put me on.
Chimney Jim, hee-haw,
it'll feel really
hee-haw.
Good. It'll make you feel better. You should put me on. And you
feel, what is that from?
It's Dominic the Donkey.
It's the Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey.
Right.
That's how I knew there was Italian donkeys. To look up the weight. Of
why my mother's dress is talking to me in my head.
So yeah, both of you have this insatiable compulsion to go put that mask on.
I don't fucking get it. It's just a mask.
Are we standing next to each other?
You hear whispering, by the way.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Geraldo. But you, or Geraldo, you hear whispering, but it's unintelligible. You can't make it out. It makes your skin shiver, though.
Yeah,
and
like
you
that.
Just don't feel, you feel very uneasy.
It should
right
be
now
locked away where it came from.
That mask look red as hell. I go put it
I
on.
I was going to go ask.
I go put it
on.
No,
so
me is mine. I slap him pepperoni. I
sure
slap him.
Roll to attack.
With a four.
You know what? Let's see what my strength is real quick.
Okay.
Because we'll do three. Five,
that's
eight,
11, so
11.
It's straight roll.
I got a three.
Okay. So you just so very gently slap him on the face, but you guys are both like Nancy boys, basically. You're just for your money. You come from money, so.
We come for the big money.
Big,
from
what
big
the
money
fuck are you guys doing?
Big money.
I slap them like a real man.
Okay.
Four.
Five.
I got a 13 on the die, and my strength score is...
Yeah, you go in there, and you smack them both on the face, but...
Get a hold of yourselves.
But Gabby, you, since you were victorious in the very little slap, you reach down, you pick up the mask, and you put it on.
Yes!
Your
finally!
Your voice immediately changes to more of a fancy lad talk.
You're a fussy dandy.
Oh, finally!
And since you know this SCP, I will let you.
So good.
It's not Italian.
It's not Italian.
It's not Italian.
What's is it American?
I mean, we're not really speaking Italian anyways right now, but it's more of just
fuck
like
I'm
a
not.
You know, sort of a pompous, you know, yes voice.
A pompous what voice?
A pompous yes voice.
Is it British? You can just say British.
Sure, go with British.
Oh, well, this feels fantastic.
And the tragedy mask is now a happy face.
I close the vault on it.
You could try.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
Don't lock me in here.
Also,
shut
Steve,
up,
don't lock me in.
While you're wearing the mask, you have a plus 20 to your charisma or any sort of check that's
off
used to convincing people of anything.
I'm closing that door.
Oh, don't close that door. You know I want to go outside and see that donkey again.
Roll persuasion.
34.
So I need a nat 20.
You need a nat 20.
Yeah.
No.
It's a 15.
Yeah. You're like, you know what? He's
right.
Got some good
I
ideas.
I do love that donkey.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
and
outside
money
now. I'm
sure
going to go home.
The mask that Geraldo is wearing is also starting to bleed
mask
black out of the
my
eyes.
My name's Gabby.
And
that's
the
Gabby
mouth.
That's Gabby.
Gabby.
I know all us Italians look the same to you.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But that's Gabby,
Gabby
and I'm Geraldo.
Sorry. Gabby. Gabby has Geraldo this black liquid running out of the eye holes and the mouth hole of this mask.
Oh, I'm juicy.
But yes, and as... this new version of Gabby leaves the house with these two. That is where we're going to take a break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. For those of you who are unaware, Botched has a Patreon over at, you guessed it, patreon.com/botchedpodcast, where we have all kinds of different tiers for different styles of rewards and all that jazz. But the most beloved of the rewards, I say, is the bi-weekly episodes, the bonus episodes that come out, where we do little fun one-offs about this and that. And this particular month, or past month, is no different. The crew embarked on a Steamboat Willie-esque adventure where they got into all kinds of shenanigans. Here's a clip.
Why would you let the mouse in here?
He gestures towards his chains.
If only I had wings for this mega cat.
Well, that's fine, because I've got a new job for you. Yeah, no, it's too bad. I put the net over him again, and I unchain him. And I said, you're such a pretty bird. Pretty, pretty bird. Heavy petting. Heavy pretty bird.
He shudders under your touch. His feathers like get all big.
Every time your hand raises, his eyes close.
Exactly.
I knew you chose us for a reason. Let's go see the doctor. So I bring him down through the
dark
hole. There's all the blood from the goats everywhere. This isn't where we want to be. Don't worry. It gets a lot worse. And I open up the hatch to go into the sub.
And I'm sewing together goat muscle onto the cat skeleton with cat tendons that I pulled out of the little body of the cat and mouse hearing.
Dr. Cormick, your new patient is ready to see you.
The flight package has arrived.
And I close the hatch and all the light leaves the room.
And I grab my bone saw.
Yeah, it just goes downhill from there. So if you want to listen to the rest of this, as well as the thousands of hours of other bonus content we have over on patreon.com/botchpodcast, head on over there and subscribe for just a few dollars a month, and that will get you access to all those thousands of hours of content. That's right, patreon.com/botchpodcast. Back to the show. And we're back.
Is it a Sambuca? A coming out of the mask.
Why don't you lick it? Find
Sambuca
out.
Sambuca Romano
lick,
is the black
lick
one.
The black stuff coming out of his mask.
Would you like a taste?
I gave up on eating for Lent.
Why don't you have a lick, dear?
That's a 26 persuasion.
You rolled a 6. You fuck.
Yeah. What is our anti-persuasion roll? Is it also persuasion or what?
Charisma.
That sucks.
Is charisma is wisdom is the opposing stat.
Oh, is it? Okay, then wisdom.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it gonna matter? No, probably not.
No. I didn't roll a crit 20.
Okay. So you lick it and immediately your tongue starts to decay. And like it spreads out and like all of you and it's just decaying. Like it's like rapid aging and it's just melting away.
I don't feel good, Mr. Garaldo.
And like literally the black veins are spreading out on your skin and the decay is just spreading very quickly.
It's Mr. Lardo.
Even Gabby's body is kind of decaying a little bit.
That's not good.
But as you guys venture out, that is where that part of the story ends, because we are picking it back up in the present day, because at Site 69, you guys are now taking a transfer of a new item, or not a new item, but of an item that the site that it's coming from didn't feel like dealing with anymore.
Jessica?
Yes? Yeah.
What's in this fucking box?
Happy early birthday present.
It's a glass box.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? I open it right
glass,
up.
So why don't you open your fucking eyes?
Oh, well, goddamn.
It's a glass box.
Boys and Ed, what do I see in this glass box?
It's a glass box with a white mask, a white tragedy mask on the inside of it.
I despise theater. I find it masturbatory and a little pornographic.
Well, the person
and
who's
not
bringing
pornographic
it to
enough.
The person
also
bringing it to you is like, by the way, mm-hmm. Do not put this mask on. Okay, it's already been categorized, all that stuff. It's SCP-035. the possession mask or the possessive mask. Okay. Like,
well, why did you bring it here?
It's a, we don't want it. It's a Keter level anomaly. Okay. So be very careful with it. It hasn't been fully tested, so if you do want to do any experimentation, that's up to you. But
like
I would definitely, our recommendation,
like
definitely put it in. You're going to have to rotate rooms every so often because this thing will eat it away. So.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, if, and I, hold on, voice in head.
Yes.
I have full understanding of what this does.
You have a rough understanding of what this does.
Do I have the knowledge that
it hasn't been fully tested yet?
Do I have the knowledge that it gives persuasions of plus 20?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely got like a mimetic thing where it, for as far as the testing goes, it seems like it affects the minds of anyone within 10 meters of it.
But here's the thing.
To want to put it on.
Yeah, why would we want to do testing if we're going to give these D-classy opportunities to tell people to do whatever they want? Couldn't they talk to us through the cameras or
some, yeah, I mean,
and then tell us to like go to Chili's and kind of make out and stuff? Wouldn't they have the option to do that?
I mean, you could put some sort of failsafe in place. I mean,
what do you suggest?
I mean, that's what we did.
What failsafe did you use?
Well, the failsafe we had
put
in place.
Ice cubes in your
In your what? In your underpants?
In your underpants.
Gotta
to cool, kind of get things
cool
started.
Your genitals down. So what we did, we just put some really strong-minded people and also dosed them up with some serious drugs so that way they weren't as easily influenced by the mask. So then its roles were kind of... its roles. Then its persuasive powers were negated to an extent, but you still had to we had to rotate staff every so often and rotate the room that it was in every so often. It's just a pain in the ass. We don't feel like dealing with it. So we've transferred it here. So you guys get
to think that the black ooze that it secretes would harm and decay the super lizard? Did you ever try that?
No, but we also don't want to ever let the mask ever come in contact with the lizard.
Imagine if that lizard put the mask on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because so far from our research, you know, anybody that puts the mask on starts to decay immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And the unkillable lizard literally just regenerates like endlessly. So then it would never die. It would never lose a host.
It would never take the mask.
Yeah, that sounds like a really bad idea.
Well, would it be like when Wolverine got that alien virus and then he couldn't... regenerate and he just became normal?
That was a techno-organic virus, Shayna. Read a fucking book.
5 seconds, Shayna.
5 seconds.
That's what Cable had.
Yeah, 5 seconds. It's all
Or like when there was the Venom thing in his heart in
now
the
he's
movie.
Talking Wolverine. Well, the Wolverine.
And he couldn't like regenerate real good, so maybe the lizard would just become a normal lizard.
Maybe.
Look, Reginald.
You talking to me?
Reggie.
Yeah. Your name's Reginald.
Sure. My name is Reginald.
Yeah. Well, there's no D at the end, but that's okay. It's only your name. You can say
Reginald.
Whatever you want.
My name's Reginald.
Now, yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, he told me not to put this mask on under any circumstances.
Yeah, don't put the mask on.
Under no circumstances I or any member of my team here at Site 69 to put that mask on.
No. I mean, you could do it to D-class or whatever else you want to put it on, but like definitely not you.
What if I really want to, Reginald?
Yeah, you don't want to do that, though. I mean,
what if I do really?
Yeah, if you start feeling like you want to, you should probably leave.
Tucker,
you saying if I really feel like it, I should go to Chili's?
If you want to go to Chili's, you
gotta leave.
Go to Chili's. That's not really anything that has to do with anything we're talking about.
I'm gonna hold the glass case up and put it on in front of me. I tell you to go to Chili's, Scott Hopkins.
Roll.
I go Chili's.
Sanity check.
No shit.
Me?
Really?
Jessica.
Even if I'm holding it in the glove?
Yeah. Really close to it.
You are holding it, and you are putting it very close to you.
13.
You now, you're in the middle of your joke.
Oh, fuck.
And you feel...
it's like when Frodo has the ring.
Yeah, you feel like... You start to hear whispers like...
We see Jessica get real quiet, voice
and
head.
And yeah, Jessica starts to get kind of quiet as she's staring into the back of the mask.
I take the mask away from her, and I suggest we go to Chili's for some margaritas with Federico.
And you
we're just gonna leave
you
the
feel
mask
like,
here?
You feel like putting the mask on is a pretty good idea there, Jessica?
I think I should probably... You guys go. Get a table. I'll be there. I just got to fill out some of these reports.
Security, can we have a subduance team in here?
I'm fine.
I need about 30 cc's to calm the fuck down at a gun right now.
And someone else takes the box away. They're like, they start to get like a little weird too. They're like, is there someplace I can put this thing? It's whispering to me.
Is it like a hover dolly? Yeah,
how did the guy
we already got
in?
We had a quarantine room set up for that fucker.
He's like, oh, I'm just not a bitch.
That's rude because I'm a lady.
I mean,
yeah, you're not supposed. Hey, you don't talk to my colleague that way, you little son of a bitch.
Well, yeah, you're just not weak.
I slap him right across the fucking face.
That is my son, so that was rude on you.
You slap him, his face doesn't even move. It's just like chiseled rock.
Now you just chew on that, mister. All right? Now go on, bring the mask into the quarantine room.
Oh, so now I got to carry it for you. I'm dropping it off.
Of course not,
Dolly. Don't touch it.
You're drunk. You're drunk on the job?
I'm not drunk. What?
You said you're drunk.
I'm not drunk. I said I brought it in, and now you're making me carry this down there.
I was drunk.
I wasn't drunk. I never said the words, I'm drunk.
All right, well, if security has shown up, we're going to get them to take the mask.
Okay. So the group of them are just passing it between each other like a hot potato. Just taking it down the hallway.
Do I wake up and be part of that game?
You wake up and they just zap you again. This is the taser stick. It's like a cattle prod.
Am I smoking? Shh. Am I smoking?
You are smoking.
People want to use drugs. They're just going to use fucking taser stick?
Just for him.
Or a little lady.
It's Tucker. Sorry, her. Just for Tucker's like, shh, go to sleep. Go to sleep, little buddy. Go to sleep.
I kind of want to buy a dog and name it Milo.
A voice and head tasers usually don't make people go to sleep. They usually make them scream.
Well, Tucker seems to think that it's going to put her to
Jessica.
Sleep.
He has not received proper training with that weapon. I won't take it away from
him. She's just zapping.
Tucker, you should put that mask on.
I'm keeping her down.
Tucker, I asked for some goddamn clorazepam, and you brought a fucking taser. What's
restraint,
wrong with you?
And that's restraining her.
She's not moving. 30 cc's to sit the fuck down out of the barrel of the gun is what I said.
Well, she's sitting down right now.
I get up.
Tucker, what is wrong with you? You're more of a prick than usual.
I'm just angry, okay?
Well, maybe don't take it out on Jessica. She's
well,
a nice lady.
You guys
lady.
Are... No, she's not. None of you are nice to me. You're always mean to me.
Tucker, I didn't say she was nice to you. I said she's nice. And
she's not nice. Because she's not nice to me, so she's not nice.
Shayna, has Jesse ever said one mean word towards you?
At Chili's, she talks about is how great Tucker is.
That's right. Okay. I've heard her as well.
You know where I've never been? Chili's with you guys.
We'd like to
you
go with you
Chili's,
right now.
Tucker?
Oh, now you want to invite me to Chili's.
Do you want to come to Chili's?
I mean, I'll go.
You've never expressed interest before.
Yeah.
You guys never invite me.
Well,
you're
you're like, we're going to Chili's, and you're in charge. Us,
so, you know, when the site goes boom and blows up, it's not our fault. It's yours, Tucker.
Well, we can leave some level one researchers in charge and go to Chili's.
I mean, I'm fine. I'm feeling peckish, obviously. I'm a little hangry.
Let's go get a fucking Awesome Blossom and some margaritas, Tucker.
I don't think they have an Awesome Blossom.
They will if we ask nice enough.
Tucker.
It's an Outback Steakhouse.
Tucker, you were this close. You were this close, Tucker.
What's it called at Outback then?
The Bloomin' Onion. We've been over this, Tucker.
Oh, okay. I don't go to either one of them. It's all the same.
See, because you just always seem like maybe you're too good to go to Chili's.
No, I'm busy. I just pack.
Man.
Just pack a lunch.
I think you got that little palpitation out of my heart fixed.
I mean, I'm fine.
That felt great.
Why don't you go ahead to Chili's, get us a table, we'll be right there.
See, now that just makes me feel like you're just trying to pull
persuasion.
Something on me.
Persuasion. 20. Non-natural.
All right, I'll go get the table.
All right, we'll see you there.
God damn it.
We wait for him to walk away. Y'all want to get some research done or what?
Yeah, let's finally do our jobs.
All right. Tucker comes back, by the way, and he's just like, oh, by the way, I'm getting a table,
five.
What time?
No,
how many people?
Right now for five.
Yeah,
right
four
now,
of us.
Four.
Get a high top by the bar. High Federico.
Yeah, Federico knows this.
I'm going to text Federico right now for you. Let him know.
Jessica
you're
gonna... Federico.
I don't think you should have Federico's number.
Why not?
Why?
He likes our money.
I mean, I've heard stories. You were banned from Chili's for a while because of your inappropriateness with Federico.
That was me.
Yeah, exactly. One of you.
Well, I don't have Frederico's number. She does.
Okay.
I'm going to text him right now. Let him know you're coming by for us.
Okay. So Tucker leaves.
That's right.
It looks like very, like he's like squinting a bit. And he's
persuasion.
Like, he's leaving.
Yeah, he already lost that roll.
I mean, if you want to fail,
I didn't.
Okay. How do you know you didn't? You
just I never failed at anything in my life.
What'd you roll?
I used to be the.
What did you roll?
Oh,
I know your exposition dumping.
I picked up my.
No, you know what you rolled. What did you roll?
15.
15. And see, I just think he made it up.
I used to be the former comptroller of Minnesota.
He just squints at you a little less. He's just like, fucking leaves.
I text Federico. Pay no attention to this scrub coming in. Give him not the time of day.
Okay.
Spitting his drinks.
I thought he was going to pick up our tab.
We're going to do work. We're not really going to Chili's.
But no, Tucker could pay our tab.
For the first time ever.
Oh, no, I've been using my company card.
Okay, okay.
Have you not been using your company card? It's team building exercises.
You're right.
It can be
I'm going to swipe that tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you guys want to do?
I want to put that mask on.
No, not. Give her some night-night juice. Oh, sorry. That's your shoulder.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, they give her some amnestics, so she forgets the last few hours.
Did I wipe properly? Nobody can tell.
I can.
Yeah, everyone can tell.
Nobody can tell.
Smell like poop.
Yeah, let's set up some D-class.
Okay.
With this mask, with some interpreters in between, who cannot be persuaded because we're going to drug them.
Okay.
What are we trying to find out here, you two?
I guess we want to find out how far it'll go.
Is that information already logged? That was 10 feet, right?
Yeah, within 10 feet, everyone starts to get a little wonky.
If you have a mask?
If you have too much prolonged exposure, it's also a problem.
I want to see what these D-class can get people to do.
You want to get them to call Tucker?
Well, no. I think what he's saying is... Let's have them run for political office. How far can they push it?
Okay. What are you doing?
Make masks great again.
We send two D-class in there.
Okay.
And let them fight over the mask and say, whenever you get the mask, you just fulfill your deepest, darkest desire.
So when they get in there, they really don't have to take much of a initiative to go and fight for that mask. They break the glass. They start stabbing or slashing at each other with the shards of glass. One of them's going to get this damn mask. And eventually they do. They one of them stabs the other in the gut and then yanks it upwards. And their guts fall out.
Gross.
And they die right there in the room. Then that guy happily just, woohoo, puts the mask on. And immediately...
Let's send another D-class in and see what he can get him to do.
Like, twitches a little bit. And then the body takes on like a bit of a different posture. And that black goo... continues to roll out of the eyes and the mouth. You said another D-class? Who's the D-class going in?
Lil Bill.
Name. Okay.
Bill Knight.
They call me the Cheneyville Strangler.
The Cheneyville Strangler?
It's a real serial killer near where I live. Back in the 90s.
Okay. Did they ever catch him?
I think somebody did catch him.
They caught him, and he's dead now. Okay. In Louisiana, he killed somebody.
Who's hanged by three donkeys.
Hold on. Don't you have a personal connection with that guy as well?
He's my father.
Cheneyville Strangler?
Yeah. Are you sure?
He's my brother.
I don't know that man. No.
We don't talk about Uncle Bob. Not no more.
I'm going to go in that room with that mask.
Okay. As soon as you go in... what is your name again?
Cheneyville Strangler.
Bill.
No,
Cheneyville
Bill. Okay. Bill. I don't care about the tag. I just want to say.
Lil Bill.
Oh, hello, Little Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I just want to make a correction. I'm not Cheneyville Strangler. I'm Cheneyville Slasher. You may think it's a distinction without a difference, but I think it's
important. There's a pretty big difference between a strangler and a slasher.
I mean, it's different modus operandi.
I mean, they end up the same way.
Who would you rather have killed you?
The journey's different.
A slasher or a strangler?
Right. You think about that.
I choose Slash.
One is inherently sexier.
Slashers, sure. Obviously.
Sure. He's a slasher.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So. Well, so this master, so what, this guy is the master talking to me.
Yes, I am talking to you right now, what? Little Bill.
Hey.
Do you miss slashing people, Bill?
I think about it every day, Mr. Maskman.
What if you could slash as many people as you like?
That'd be cool.
It would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if you stick with me, kiddo, we can slash everybody in this building.
Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
All those nasty people out there, we could slash every single one of them.
And the clean ones, too.
Anybody you want, my friend.
That's right.
We just need to get out of this building.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, work with them, of course. But, you know, secretly, we're going to be working against them.
You guys know we've got the mics on, right?
fill up the room with nitrogen gas.
Yeah, we can hear everything that's going on.
It's fine. So the mask doesn't... Nitrogen gas is to go to sleepy sleep, right?
It probably kills you.
I think if they replace all the oxygen with nitrogen, you would die.
You think nitrous oxide.
Sure.
You think nitrous oxide.
Oh, nitrous oxide. Okay, yeah.
Let's put argon in there. It's a lot heavier than nitrous.
You put whatever gas you want in there.
I don't like that Ben Affleck movie.
Argon.
Yes, yeah. Whatever kills them.
Let's put a dragon in there. Argon.
The air is gone. Got it.
The air is gone.
Got it. You do
they
that.
Suck the air out.
And it doesn't seem like it affects. Little Bill falls asleep eventually. But the guy in the mask does. He says, oh, dear. Well, so much for that.
Well, is there a filtration system on there?
Can we just cut the mics and then slowly wait for him to decay?
You could. Yeah. You don't know how long it'll take, but you could.
Has anybody recorded how long it takes a masked person to KO?
They didn't test on live subjects, so they're not sure.
I want to throw another D-class in there, right?
Okay.
I'm going to put
dead body on the floor.
That's fine. I want to put ear
plugs in their ears so that they can't hear.
Should we just send a deaf guy in?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
A nonverbal one.
Yeah, that
they can sign.
Great. No, don't do that. Let's put a deaf blind person in there.
A deaf blind person.
Give him a knife.
That's a very specific. How does D class do anything? Like, what they go to?
Do we sign into their hand? If you can stab the person in his room,
here's this braille page of instructions.
Give you vision.
they get the knife in their hand.
What
don't know what to do.
What did this Cal or Helen do to get in here in the first place? Like, what crimes did this person who can't see or hear
tax evasion.
They didn't pay their taxes.
Because they could never see them.
Yeah.
Got it.
So we sign into their hand. If you kill the person in this room with this knife, we will give you eyeballs that work.
And also put in, I want to see if they can damage the mask with a knife.
Okay.
And I give him a sleeve of cookies.
Okay.
They love cookies.
They love cookies.
They love cookies.
All right. Guess what? They're Girl Scout cookies, but not the ones that they enjoy the most.
Lady, are y'all playing with the deaf mutes again?
Yup.
You have a surprising number of them.
What is wrong with you?
Well, I want to see.
We're testing the
why
mask.
Why are all these deaf mutes committing capital crimes? Is what
that's
I
what I'm
know.
Wondering.
All tax
like,
evasion.
I feel like this is a small population. And you have somehow
We've got North Dakota, so we've got an endless supply of them.
I don't think that's how that works.
All right, send it in.
Send it in. All right. So.
Oh, I'm going to send it.
So they go in, and they're just feeling around.
With a knife?
With a knife.
They're slashing it around?
They're slashing around with a knife, but they, after a few slashes, they sort of like.
Can I do the sounds?
Sure.
No sounds.
Can I do the killer
sounds? I'm sorry. Are we going to get a fucking one-star review from a deaf blind person?
Your brother
probably,
of a deaf blind person.
That's true.
You're right. They'll never listen to it.
I mean, that's what we used to do. Yeah, we don't recycle jokes.
Let me put my cochlear implant in.
All right, I'm not going to make it.
Now we got to cut this season.
I'm not going to make it.
Do they succeed in their
Did they
mission?
Damage the mask?
So they start slashing around, and you notice that the person in the mask is just kind of standing there looking at them, and they have their head cocked to the side a little bit. And the slashing gets a little slower. A little slower. They kind of stop. And they're just standing there, and they're just looking at each other.
Little Bill sees her slashing and gives her a thumbs up.
Little Bill's dead.
Slash. No, he comes back.
He comes back.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Enthusiastic thumbs up.
One enthusiastic thumb up.
Yeah, and it dies again. Because now he has oxygen. Okay. So yeah, now that person's just standing in the cell with him. And the person with the mask just sort of turns towards the camera. Just gives a slow wave.
I don't like this. This makes
gas.
This makes me uncomfortable.
Gas. That black ooze that's coming off the mask, like the body does look like it's starting to decay in certain spots a little bit, but
I'm gonna put the microphone on.
Oh, that's a bad idea. I put earplugs in.
Boop. Okay. You turn on the microphone.
What's your name again? I forget.
I don't have a name.
Okay. Man with no face or man with no...
You could just call me the mask.
Can you talk to people telepathically?
I suppose, yes, you could say
that. Is that what you did with...
I have many ways of communicating.
Old McFall here.
I speak most languages and... Or no, I'm sorry, I speak all languages. And I can communicate however I need to in order to, you know, make sure that no violence happens. I don't want any violence.
I don't believe you. Well, I guess I do, but
roll
I can't
insight.
Hear you. Huh? Nope, I can't hear what they're saying because I put in earplugs. Keep rolling that D20.
I believe them.
Yeah. I would never do anything to hurt anyone.
I believe
this
you.
Whole thing is a misunderstanding, and you should definitely let me out of here.
I'll be right in.
I needle her with thing and turn off the microphone.
Yeah.
Damn it. Why is she so susceptible?
So dumb.
So stupid. You need to put a bell around her neck.
I thought Jessica, being an avid conspiracy theorist, would be inoculated against this sort of mass propaganda persuasion.
Well...
It seems like they're...
Or maybe she's
just
full
susceptible.
Shit.
Yeah.
They have... You never know when these mask drops are going to come out. They're very convincing.
All right. Nice mask drops.
I think we need to isolate this room... Lock it up and just wait for it to decay at this point, because any communication is going to result in us dying.
I don't want to kill any of you. I don't need any of you right now. I just want to be free.
Shana, you feel like flooding that chamber with poison gas?
I mean, it's already started.
Oh, you want to do acid? You
yep.
want to do some acid?
Mm-hmm.
Let's flood that room with acid.
Okay.
Citric acid.
Citric.
That's right. Shitload of orange juice.
Much more acetic acid.
Okay.
Acetic acid. Yeah. That's vinegar.
Asshole acid. Yeah.
And you notice that black goo that's dripping down the mask is now, like, running down the body and also, like, kind of pooling a little bit on the floor a little bit. But when you flood the room with acid, it does dissolve the body away,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't really seem to affect the black goo at all.
Black goo's
or
still
the
there.
Mask.
Okay.
And so
well, now let's flood it with ammonia.
And also that blind deaf person is now very much liquefied. So
yep, that's
good.
Fine.
Well,
and
is there
Bill.
Any way to
they
get
they were a
Texas.
Burden on the state?
Okay,
North Dakota. Yeah.
Yeah. They shouldn't have so many senators.
Yeehaw.
Is there any way to contain that black goo and run some tests on it?
Yeah, you would just need something. Well, I mean, you. From the notes, it says that it's highly acidic, so mm-hmm. that's why it was in a glass case.
Put
it doesn't
it in rubber.
It doesn't dissolve the glass that fast.
So we'll get some D-classes to put in glass cases.
Some mason jars.
That's Pyrex.
I don't care what company makes them. We just need them.
What are you doing?
Well, it's silicate.
We're going to put some D-classes... that are deaf and have also proven not to have inner monologues.
Okay.
We're going to send some NPC D classes in there, put it in another glass case.
Found out that one of my employees at the farmer's market has that, where he doesn't have an inner monologue.
It's like 30% of people. It's a lot of people.
Really? I didn't think it was that high.
It's weird. I think it's because they don't understand what an inner monologue is. I think they think, oh, no, I'm not literally talking to myself all the time. I don't have an inner monologue. Yeah. Like, that's not what it is.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, so that is what it is for me.
So you send in
two? Yeah, you can never turn it off.
I just have the screaming voices.
Yeah.
That's why I like alcohol so much. It turns it off.
The farting voices.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I just have that.
The sharting voices.
So you're sending 2D class in.
Can we just send robots in to put it in the glass and then...
Oh, yeah. God damn it, Shana. Why are you so fucking intelligent?
Yeah. Send those D class back now.
Yep.
Robots, okay. Go.
Yeah, you're right.
You send a little Wally-looking robot in there, scoops it up, puts it in a glass container. And then drives back out.
Thank you, Scoopy.
The black mask is continuing to.
I live to serve.
Seep out this black liquid that's kind of.
We got to get that. We slowly send in, pulling out. Scoopy, Mega Scoopy 2 to go put the mask back in another glass case.
I live to kill.
Scoopy deserves mask and happiness.
Scoopy, Mega Scoopy 2, the Doombringer.
There is an SCP of a robot that's like, it cannot do anything, but it is always talking about bringing
humiliate!
Doom
to all. Humiliate!
What the fuck are you talking about, Dennis?
I'll send it to you. It's a goofy little guy. No one takes him seriously.
Oh. Until the end times.
So, it scoops up the goo, the other one, Mega Scoopy, puts it in a new glass case, and just leaves that in the middle of the room.
Thank you, Mega Scoopy.
And then
you're
sort
so
of
cute.
Adds, they kind of spray it down and do whatever they can to sort of like negate the liquid a little
the
bit. But he scoops it up and he's like, I'm going, we'll dispose.
Putting the ass in acidic again.
Yeah. Takes it to one of the disposal units.
I put little cute eyes on him.
Sure. So what would you like to test with this black goo?
What's it made of?
Human blood.
Ooh.
Good.
But the acidity level is like.
Blood
high.
Looks black
Ooh.
In the moonlight.
Do we have any of that?
It's got a pH level of 2.4, which apparently is very, very acidic.
That's very acidic.
Church of the Broken God gear stuff?
What?
The Church of the Broken God semen blood.
Yeah.
What about it?
What if we put those two things together?
Blood
Just like a little bit of each, not like any large amount.
An eye drop.
Looks like the black goo dissolves or melts the green goo.
Okay, so we could use this as a failsafe to the green goo, which we could use to blackmail the Church of the Broken God to do what we want.
Because
we will destroy this if they don't do what we say. And there's a dead man switch on it, so don't you double cross us.
Okay.
It's handling that Church of the Broken God blood is very... Very dangerous.
And that's why we had the robots do it.
I know. It's just...
And then we destroyed the robots in a fire.
Well, yeah, they can't turn into more robots.
Little Scoopy had to drive himself into the crematory.
He put a thumbs up, though, so it was fun. Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
I know now why you cry, but it is something I can never do.
Manipulate!
Manipulate.
Putting the money in manipulate.
That's right. So, what else are you testing? What do you want to do?
I'm out of ideas. Okay. But my hair looks
Maybe
so
we
cute.
Just contain this fucker.
Well, I mean, we did find some things out, right? We found out that we could trick Tucker into going out alone.
Oh, shit, let's get that table.
But we also learned that it does speak in multiple languages. With even through its mind bullets.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, we didn't
That's
know
good
that
info.
Before.
Let's
right?
update the file and then let's go check get that table from
check
Tucker.
The, check voice the, and head.
I heard you.
The camera feed.
Which camera feed?
So the room with the mask in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's up?
Notice that the walls are starting to bleed.
Oh, that's not good.
In that room, and that there is writing in blood that's appearing in various languages, along with depictions of what looks to be. Staff at Site 69 ritualistically killing their loved ones.
That's not good.
Why does it always have to happen here? We never hear about the other sites having problems.
Voice in the head.
Yes.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to set that fucker up in a hallway all by itself with four different rooms. Every, 6 hours, We're going to get a robot go in and move it into another room and then send a crew in to clean the walls off.
Okay. You can do that.
Problem solved. Now let's go to Chili's. Have we got any texts from Tucker?
Yeah, you've gotten like 87 texts from Tucker.
Oh, shit.
Well, we're on our way.
Yeah, it's just like, where are you guys? I've been sitting here.
OMW.
Frederico spit in my cup, I'm pretty sure. I've watched him. He won't talk to me. I don't
know
why.
That means he likes you.
I've tried tipping. He doesn't care.
We'll be. We're on our way. He'll take care of you.
You said you.
We're coming.
Okay. Are you actually going?
We are.
Yeah, we go.
We set up that protocol.
You go to Chili's with Tucker.
Yeah.
Is there.
We're buds.
Are you buds?
I feel genuine happiness when I see him.
Okay. We're going to get drunk and kill a hooker, and we're going to bond tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, eat these mushrooms real quick.
I'm not doing that.
What?
Tucker, I grew them in my apartment.
What's that over there, Tucker?
Finish your burger, Tucker.
We're all drinking tea together.
Them floating in the top of the drink.
I put him in his cheeseburger.
I'm sitting here.
We did a what's over there kind
of thing. Frederico, send these to the kitchen.
Roll sleight of hand. Nice. Nat 20.
I got a 5.
Yeah.
He just drops mushrooms on top of the burger.
It's still in the bag.
Yeah. I need you to roll me a perception, Jessica.
Okay, I did.
What'd you get?
I got a 17.
Okay. You see him just take his plate and just swap it with yours.
Oh, no, I take the bag out and just eat the mushrooms by themselves.
Okay, good. I'm not doing drugs.
They're not drugs. They're job medicine. Enhancers.
It grows in the ground, job Tucker. Enhancers. It's natural.
I don't
Tucker,
care.
Tucker, I'm going to pick
It'll
your
meal
mind. Up for you.
I don't. This was a mistake.
How do you think we always come up with creative solutions to research?
You don't. You leave me in charge, and then I have to deal with it.
This is where
That's not true.
Tucker.
Don't be such a downer, Tucker.
Your creative solutions are, let's throw as many D-class at it until that.
That's our
done.
Job.
Tucker,
that's not really creative. Our job.
No, but I think about, while I'm on mushrooms, what D-class would be great for each one of the jobs that
I'm not doing
into.
Mushrooms.
You'll get a promotion. Probably.
I won't. I'll get fired
Why?
After
they
a drug
test.
They
don't show up on tests.
I don't know. I feel like you three
here.
Will rat me out.
Tucker, okay, you know what? You're right. This is day one. Let's get to day two before we start doing drugs together.
Okay. And as you guys...
And Shayna's twirling her hair. Doesn't that do anything for you?
What? No. What? I'm not trying to get into a work relationship.
You ever feel hair? It's so...
It's so
what?
Majestic.
I'm not petting my coworker.
I'm petting myself.
And as you guys have a very strange outing at Chili's, which is fine with Frederico because then he doesn't have to deal with you guys as much, that is what we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
Tucker's such a square.
I know. He sucks. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch, and Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. Your weapon of choice, Big Jim, The Nuck, Lord Chronic, Skinner, Shanda Panda, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Shinigome, and Old Toaster Bow.
The throne remains empty.
I love Quiz Wisdom.
Quiz Wisdom. I was going to make fun of that, too.
That's fine. I'm trying to keep it up, so a little bit of Blue Chew's helping, but we're going to get there.
I love you, Quiz Wisdom.
You're such a good executive producer.
You're the best.
You want to support us? You can do so on many stupid websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBlood.club, LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com, LouisianaPocketGopher.com, DamnYouDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, Chickum.church. MeepCreeps.com, ChongoGrande.Cerveza.com.
When are we starting our beer company?
PartyMormons.com, ChongoGrande.com, Raoul'sMovingCastle.com, ChugYoMilk.com, DaddyDennis.com, or simply Patreon.com/BotchPodcast. Like our newest patron, Warzone Killer of the Four Horsemen.
Nay.
You want to support us but can't do it financially, head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to this goddamn show and leave us a 5-star review. Chonky will read it out on show for you. Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music on all social media, or find them on Spotify. Thank you to Emily Swan for album art. She's all over the internet at A Swan Named Emily. If you want to send something to the show, do it at P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325, and we'll open it up here on stream. We salute you, Big Jim 05.
Yeah.
Here are this episode's
Redacted.
Big shout out, congratulations to patron of the show, Josh Ting, for winning the 5K RCQ Star City Games Con Philadelphia 201 player Modern Magic the Gathering tournament.
Ooh, nice.
Holy shit, dude. No nice, way. Josh.
Nice.
I still have those
on
drawings.
My birthday,
I'm going to send them to you.
I still have them, I promise.
Let's go.
I've only been saying it for
what again?
Almost
I have
a year.
Them.
And as always,
when your superiors, instead of leaving you in charge and going to Chili's, send you to Chili's and then make you wait for a solid 3-4 hours holding a table while this waiter, Fred, why they call him Frederico, I don't know, but his name's Fred, spits in your drink, and then you have to deal with them trying to feed you drugs because this is somehow a work outing and this is acceptable and okay because we don't have an HR department. You know, after all that, shout botched, and we'll, you know, report it for you or something. I don't know.
I hate every piece of shit.
That's a pretty good one.
I knew I hated
it. Well, I'll see you next week, nerds.
When a man in a tragedy mask makes you an offer you can't refuse, cry botched.
It will hear you.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
Welcome back.
Junior researcher.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about Stallone and then got lost in the jungle.
You got Stallone on
I got lost in the jungle thinking about it. Yep, thinking about Sly.